Thanks for having me.
What has this journey been like for you? How long have you guys been Acrobat? How long have you been doing what you do?
We actually celebrated our 10th anniversary just the other day there. From humble beginnings in a little bar here in Mississauga, Ontario. We're all sort of from the GTA here. So it's been a real journey for sure.
Now, has your journey brought you to Vancouver Island before?
Never. And we can't wait to get out there. On a personal level, Mike, our drummer, his folks are from just the other side of the mainland there. I guess there's a ferry that they take over to Comox, I guess it is. So he's raring to go. We can't wait to see his family and stuff.
Wait, Comox?
Comox, is that how you say
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where we're in Comox, Courtney Campbell River. That's the epicenter for us at 97.3 The Eagle. So there's a Comox connection to this.
There is. Yep. Our drummer's from, his folks are from out that way. So he's actually heading over a couple of days early to spend some time with the family, and then he's going to pick us up from the airport. We're all very happy about that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I've never been out that far west myself. I've been as far as Calgary. This is going to be a real opportunity for an experience of a lifetime for me.
Awesome. Well, I hope you get to hop on a ferry at some point, and I'm glad you're coming out to the island to experience it. We can't wait to see the show. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do on stage, what we're in for Thursday at the Sid.
Yeah, for sure. What, you know, as a tribute to what we consider to be one of the best bands of the last 40 years, we're really trying to pay our respects. We all grew up listening to this music, loving the live material especially. As you probably know, U2 has set the bar for live performances pretty much since the get-go, and they have always sort of pushed that edge visually, sound-wise, and just emotionally and spiritually. So we try not to copy them identically, but we try to, how would I put this? You know, what if U2 was here tonight? What would the room be like? What would the vibe be like? What would the emotion be like? And of course, what would the sound be like? So that's what we try to do, and just pay respect to that.